Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Strong words from Pennsylvania's agencies tasked with protecting the environment and state parks in the wake of thousands of gallons of drilling fluid being leaked near Marsh Creek Lake. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mellett reports some lawmakers question if that's enough.
Pennsylvania's Departments of Natural Resources and Environmental Protection say Energy Transfer, the company behind the construction of the controversial Mariner East 2 pipeline, will, in their words, be held accountable to the full extent of the law. But Chester County Commissioner Marion Moskowitz says they sent a letter to Governor Tom Wolf asking him to suspend Energy Transfer's and Sunoco's authority to construct the pipeline until a third-party investigation separate not only from Sunoco, but also separate from DEP.
The agencies say operation in the drill site has been suspended indefinitely. A spokesperson for Energy Transfer says they recognize the importance of Marsh Creek Lake and are committed to restoring and remediating the area. The man accused of shooting six Philadelphia cops a year ago during a long standoff in North Philly will go on trial on more than two dozen attempted murder charges and related offenses after facing a judge for a second preliminary hearing. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
37-year-old Maurice Hill sat with his attorney listening to the testimony of more than a dozen Philadelphia police officers who responded to the shootout on 15th Street near Erie Avenue 1 year ago. Six police officers were shot in the chaos, and roads and subways were shut down for hours while police tried to coax the shooter out of the home. Hill has maintained his innocence, and at least a dozen of the attempted murder charges were tossed by the judge, Karen Yvette Simmons, who said there was a lack of evidence. Hill will be arraigned on new charges at the end of the month, and a tentative trial date has been set for next spring.
That court date is likely to be pushed back because of the courts. They are backed up because of the pandemic. As gun violence in the city continues to rise, two houses of worship will be sites of No Questions Asked gun surrender initiative starting on Saturday. KYW's John McDevitt reports organizers are asking the public to search their conscience and their homes.
Police officials, city council, community leaders, and the faith-based community are calling on the public's conscience to do the right thing and to search their properties for guns and to turn them in. And that includes your children's bedrooms. Reverend Gregory Holston is the senior pastor of Jane Memorial United Methodist Church in Germantown.
Find the guns that may be your own children, that your own son, that your own grandson, that your own nephew may have right in your home right now.
Philadelphia Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says police will be at the collection sites only to render weapons safe and to collect them.
Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says community members who turn in firearms will not be asked to show identification and there will be no investigation of the person who relinquished the gun. The two safe firearm disposal locations this Saturday are at the Jane Memorial United Methodist Church at 47 Haines Street and the Tasker Missionary Baptist Church at 2010 Tasker Street in South Philly. They will take place at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Philadelphia's efforts to prevent COVID-19 from spreading through contact tracing is getting mixed results. Many people are agreeing to quarantine after being exposed to the virus, but as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports, a large number of those who do test positive aren't willing to cooperate.
Some people who've tested positive say they don't have a phone. Others don't answer theirs. Some answer but refuse to participate, and still others say they'll participate, but then declined to name any contacts. Health Commissioner Tom Farley says it's a problem.
We hope that over time people get familiar with us and understand that our contact tracers are only helping, but there is definitely reluctance to participate.
The city's trying to counteract that by posting videos of each of the 119 contact tracers online so residents can see how non-threatening they are.
When they do make contact, Dr. Farley says they found valuable information about how the virus is spreading almost half through relatives and roommates, nearly a fifth through travel, and another large chunk through social events. The number of new cases continues to fluctuate, but for the past few days it has been up slightly. Federal investigators are unable to determine why a small plane lost power mid-flight and crashed into a residential neighborhood in Camden County, New Jersey, nearly 4 years ago. The crash left a plane upside down in the backyard of a home in Lindenwald in October 2016. The pilot and passenger suffered serious injuries, but nobody on the ground was hurt. In the final report released last week, the National Transportation Safety Board said although the pilot reported an apparent problem with the plane's throttle, the cause of the power loss couldn't be determined based on the available information. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.